for electricity and gave it to me for a birthday. So it
couldn't
is.
Couldn't get a better present, could you?
Oh no, and I love it. It's just.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's just beautiful.
You put in the switch nicely too.
Uh-huh,
you don't even notice it.
Down on the base of it. Uh huh. And we didn't take out any of the dents.
Uh huh.
I told him, I said, no, Norris, just don't take out the dents. Let's just leave those in there just like it is. So it's just like they used it, except he refinished it.
Gee, that's a beaut.
Oh, I just wouldn't take nothing in the world for it. And he has one. But it isn't just exactly like that. But I have some of the old-fashioned lamps with wicks in it down in the cellar. And as I say, they will suit up. Just like a stove or anything where you use coal oil, that's what you get.
Did you do anything with the ashes from your stove, if you ever burned wood or anything like this, or did you ever have a chance?
Well, I tell you, the only thing we ever did with them was carry them out, throw them away, until Mother always made homemade hominy. Did you ever eat any?
No.
That was made at home? Well, and now she could use the ashes from the wood, not the coal, but the ashes from the wood that we would burn. She would save those, and she'd skin the corn with that and make her own hominy.
I've heard that's excellent.
And they would, when they would burn a certain kind of wood, they'd save this in some kind of a container and keep it until the season for making this hominy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just about the only thing that they ever used it for. Otherwise, it was just discarded.
I've heard people say that they used it for soap, too. They'd put the ashes in the ash hopper and then catch the lye when it came off and mix this with fat.
Mm-hmm. My mother never made soap that way. She, I don't know, how did my mother make soap? Make it with lye? But you know, back those days, we didn't have lye. You know, that came along after I was a pretty good-sized kid.
Mm-hmm.
So most of our soap was.
Yeah, things are certainly different east to west in this state.
Ooh,
just entirely
as
different
as can be. It's just like a different state altogether. You can just cross over the dividing line right along up about the center of it, and you're in an entirely different environment. You surely
are. I always thought of Oklahoma as that part west of Oklahoma City. Then when I went up to Stillwater to teach, well, I was quite surprised, because that wasn't like the east, it wasn't like the west.
It's kind of a dividing line, isn't it? Uh-huh.
Oh, what furniture did you have in your house when you were a girl? What pieces?
pieces? Say, that's getting right down to the real old thing, isn't it? Well, I'll tell you. Of course, when I was a little child, we had very little furniture. We did have the bedsteads and the mattresses. And we always, as far as I can remember, had a stove. But we've eat off of just a box, you know, cane bottom chairs and things like that. Up until, I guess I was 8 or 10 years old when my daddy built our what we called the big house. It had 5 rooms in it.
Oh boy.
Don't you know it now?
That was a big house.
Well, that was a big house. Don't kid yourself.
All the lumber had to be hauled in.
My father hauled all that lumber from Vernon. And at that time, we bought a dining room suit, and it had the china closet and buffet all together. And I never will forget, it had a marble top on it about this thick. And it weighed a ton.
Oh my goodness, I'll bet it did.
And then we had bedroom suits just like people have nowadays. Daddy bought about the bed and the dressing table, and usually just a bed and the dresser. That's about what came with them then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And